For the excellence of your Ru'ah, Almighty Yahweh, the power of your Havam, Yisheh abroad in the Levim of Yisrael. And as we gather here in the Bayit of our great King, as we come in the excellent name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we come before you in obeisance. As we prepare our minds, our beings, by the power and the sound of the shofar of preparation. As we bow in your presence, Yah, we come before you in that most precious name of Yahshua the Lamb. We pray that you would pour out among Israel this day the power of your emats, discipline of your emats, your truth. It will bring us under the authority of your Mishrah, your government, that will produce the mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. For he declared not that I've come to destroy the Nobi, nor the Torah, but I'm the power of what they prophesied of, and I am the manifestation of the living Torah of Almighty Yah. We come to you in that most precious name, whereby there is no other name given of the Hashem I am, whereby Israel shall be saved. And so we ask you in Yahshua's precious name to save Israel. Save your people, I pray. Direct us today. Instruct us in all of your ways, in your counsel of understanding, that Israel may delight in all that you express toward Israel, for your people are scattered abroad throughout the nations of the world. We pray for the strength of Israel. We pray for their maturation, Almighty Yah. They will be mature and strong. As the battle of the enemies oppose them, they shall stand in the standards of Yahshua the Lamb. For we have power to overcome the adversary. We have the anointing of the Ruach to bind every unclean, every foul thing of hell. We come against in Yahshua's mighty name. Grant unto us this day the power of your knowledge and understanding. We may delight in your imat, your truth. For it is spoken unto Israel, for they are many today, scattered throughout the nations of the world, Yah, under the banner of Yahshua, for that is the Ahava, the love of Yah. Yet the battles are intense. There's death among us, the doubting, the enemy rising up against us with great power. Yet we know our strength is in that we submit ourselves unto the Torah of our Abba. We have the power to resist the enemy. Your command is that he must flee. So teach us, Almighty Yahweh. Teach us the delights of your Torah and the living power of that Torah, with the true witness of Yahshua the Lamb, that we may rejoice greatly in seeing of the multitude of blessings of Almighty Yah. For we come before you this day, this Shabbaton, this time of rest, this time of shalom before Israel. We bear ourselves that our sins and the transgression of Israel shall be uncovered, Yah. Uncover all of our sins. that our nakedness may appear, and the shame of our vile deeds and acts may be known among Israel, that fear may permeate the level of those that are not given over unto that spirit. Cleanse us. Wash us in the dam of Yeshua the Lamb. We may be whole. We may have the power to press on, to persevere in this hour and this time. Strengthen us, I pray. Those that are listening by the live stream of the internet, our friends, our brothers, and our sisters, we do barak you for them all. You pour out your blessings upon them. We barak you, Yah, for the tremendous offerings of this week, as far away as Australia. We barak you for our brother Jeff and his family down under in Australia, 26,000 miles. Yet the power of your imats is of great strength, whether it is 1 mile or in the presence of the speaker of Yah, or whether it is 26,000 miles away. We barak you for all things. Our kind givers and supporters of the work of Israel here, that the ears of many may hear. We pray that you pour out a mighty blessing upon them, an opening of their spiritual understanding in a great way. We barak you for them all, Yah, for every gift, every offering that came to substantiate the message be declared to the kingdoms of the world. We pray that you barak them and strengthen them, heal their bodies mightily, heal their minds. Shalom upon Jerusalem and all Israel throughout the nations of the world. We pray in Yahshua's mighty name. We ask all things according to your will. In the most magnificent, in the most honorable Kabod name above all names, that is the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We do barak you, our Abba, in that name, Yahshua. Israel cried hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For this is the day that God has made.
Yes,
lest I weep, said I shall rejoice. Not only shall I be glad, but I shall be exceedingly glad. On the day of my Abba. For you have signature this day for Israel. We may come before you and rejoice greatly. Dance of the magnitude of the manifestation of your power among Israel. When I dance and we declare the testimony, Yahshua HaMashiach, you declare that let everything that hath the breath, the life of Yah in them, let them rejoice and shout hallelujah. We know who is the substance of our lives. We know where the power of our lives emanate from. For it is the profound testimony of Yahshua the Lamb that dwells deeply and richly in Israel. We will not reject the power of that witness. For that witness of the great power of our Abba. For the strength of his hands, for the might of his wisdom, for the understanding of his knowledge that he has given unto Israel. We rejoice, Almighty Yah. This is your day. And I am going to rejoice, and I shall be exceedingly glad. This day is Yahweh's day. For you commanded your Shabbat to be kadosh. You rested on this day. We shall rest. We shall have our shalom in Yahshua the Lamb today. Bless Israel. Strengthen Israel. For we know that your Esha, the blessings of Yah, fall upon Israel. Jabrak, speak to us from your throne. Let the fire comes forth out of the man of God's mouth wherever he speaks today. Bless him, I pray, and strengthen the congregations throughout the nations, the lands of the earth. We ask it all in Yeshua's mighty name. You will rock them all. And a special prayer, yeah, for Elder Wartlow there in Nebraska, he and his wife. I pray that you rock them and the gathering there in Oklahoma. We ask it in Nebraska, yeah, Omaha, Nebraska. We ask all things Yeshua's mighty name. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for Yeshua has granted unto Israel the abundance of life. Live in Yeshua. Shalom. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. For I must say with great euphoric, I take great delight in all that Yah has done for Israel. I am a seed of the election of my Abba, called by the mercies of Almighty Yah before the foundations of the world to inherit the inheritance that he has positioned for all Israel. And I am truly born again of the Ruach of Yeshua HaMashiach. For the testimony is real, and it is certainly alive in me, because I take great delight in what Yahweh commands unto the buy at the house of his election. I take great delight that he would instruct me, that he will command me. For I know in that there is a genuine concern for my welfare, my growth, and certainly my maturity as the battles of life contend against the very power of his truth to create doubt, speculation, that we wonder, that we question. I simply want to have the imunah, the faith, to believe Yah. Without that, we can never please him. Without trusting him, we shall never please him. It is his imunah, and that is developed by his imat, his truth. And with that, we declare with the consensus that he is the Omein, he is the excellent one, and that what he has declared unto Israel, we can trust in that. There are many, because I hear from all kinds of people and scattered throughout the nations and also throughout these United States of America. I was saying to Brother Patrick yesterday that there's a brother there in Virginia, Brother John, and he sent me an email concerning some websites. And he asked me to visit that. And as I began to visit and carouse through many of the sites, I would listen to the music. And you can hear the sound of Brother Patrick's voice and Victory Choir. They're coming out of Dominican Republic. You can hear the sweet voice of Teshua and Bethany that comes out of Jamaica, because they come from all over the world, because they hear the sound of the shofar. And the music blares from all the nations. For Yah shall bring the seed of Israel into the oneness of the true commitment that we are committed unto him. And that is the vital, most important thing of this hour, that we are committed unto him. And when we find ourselves committed unto him, then we will know, brothers and sisters, the life, the high that he puts in us, it will become a delightsome thing. There is no life without the instructions of the Torah. You can have no life. Man today call life food and raiment, and what things that they have procured unto themselves. But that is agony. That is oppression. That is suppression. That's what that is. It is slavery. But that is not what the scripture calls the life, the hayah. And that is to be alive, to have the living flow,
of the Torah flowing from us, to have the power of that living testimony of Yeshua. What the world called living today, that's not living. They have no vibrant testimony. They are bound down. They are oppressed. They are suppressed. Their minds are shaped by the powers of hell. And Yah says, in order for us to live, I must shape your mind. He did it with Adam and Shiva. He breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living. He had the Hayah. He had the life of his Ruach. He had the power of the living strength of his Torah. He had the continuous flow of the visitation of Almighty Yah. This nation presents no life at all. There is no life in this nation. We that are the elect of Israel, the only life we're going to find is in Yeshua HaMashiach. We must have that mind. We must. The beasts of the field live. They have life in them. But there is no living substance of the vivaciousness of Yah that flows from them as it does for Israel. That's why as we understand this life, it is the beauty of the life to come. And that is why we began to comprehend that there's a great rejoicing. We have this living expression that flows from the inward parts because they testify the power of Yeshua HaMashiach. And if we don't have that, there is no ever flow from our inward parts. There is no power of this flowing life of the witness of Yeshua in us. And so we are humdrum. We're brought low. We're bound. We're brought under. But it's one thing that I know, that whom Yeshua makes free, they're free. Yeshua commands me. He says the enemy Shatan, he comes to rob, steal, and to kill. He said, but I've come to give you life. Hallelujah. You must understand what life is in order to understand the life that he gave. No, it is not just like, quote, Jesse Jackson said, the pie in the sky, unquote. But it is a life that we live here with great anticipation of the life to come. Hallelujah. He shall come to give you life. Hi. Hiya. More abundantly, that the living power of Torah may flow, that the living power of the understanding of Yahweh may flow in your inward parts, and out of your belly the fountain shall flow the issues of life. This is not life. What America calls life, it is a false substitute. It is a mutated form of thing, but it's not the life of Yahweh. Hallelujah. It is not his life. And when a man begins to experience that, when a daughter of Tizayah began to experience that, they cannot hold back the flowing well that flows like the rivers of water. That's what thy weed said. We shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And when the rivers began to cross, and when the rivers began to overflow, their dams, nothing holds back the river. Nothing at all. I don't care what they put up. When one truly has this living flow and this river of life in them, nothing holds back the great rejoicing before Almighty Yah. Nothing. There's only one thing that will hold that back. Oh, I'm going to press through on this. Hallelujah. This is what Israel needs. You know, Elder Martin, he reminded me in an admonishment today before we left my office. He said, I want to tell you something, preacher. This word that you preach to us, it is just not speaking to us. It is speaking to Israel and the whole of the house of Israel. He said, you're not just speaking to us. This is meant for the ears of Israel, regardless to whom they are, to hear it. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to have those that are wise among you, and that speak wise things in simplicity. It is great to have those that accommodate you, that speak the simplicity of Yah's Emet, his truth. It is a wonderful thing to have that. You cannot experience the life of Almighty Yah. You can never experience the high Yah. We have high. The animals have high. But we can never experience the high Yah, this lively flow and the power of this lively flow, unless we go the order that He commands us to go. We can never. And if we don't experience that in our lives, we'll always be humdrum. We will be laborers to the taskmaster of slavery, whom Yahshua makes free. We are free. We are not bound by the shackles of hell. Our minds are not bound. We are not under the curse of the law of flesh. Yahshua has made us free from the curse of the law of the flesh. So we don't have to give in to the will of the flesh. Nor do we have to be obedient unto the commands that the flesh orchestrate or command us to walk in. I want to revisit Deuteronomy. Hallelujah. The 30th chapter. In verse 15. This is the living of Yahweh. It is expressed in the book, in the Torah. It is not what the theology expressed what living is. The high Yah of Yah, it brings forth this exuberation of the testimony of Yahshua. And if we're not exuberated by the power of that testimony, then something is missing from our river. It is not a flowing river. It is a stagnant, dead river. But Scripture tells us the process to the life of Yah. And when a man has this, then he is living of Yahweh. And that is what the Hayah is. It is living of Yahweh. It is living by Yahweh. It is living in Yahweh. Because Yahweh is the life of that man. Was he not the life of Adam? Did he not breathe the breath in him? And he became a living soul? Did he not depart his power into Adam? And he became a living nephesh. His body came alive. His mind came alive. His hands began to animate. His voice came alive. His praises came alive. He made him a living nephesh. The entirety of his being emanated Yah. Hallelujah. Not just the liquid things of his lev, but his entire being. We can never experience the living of Yah unless we receive the instructions of Yahweh. You will never know what the living of Yahweh is unless you receive the instructions of Yahweh. This is not living in this nation. This is corruption of death. It is death. The economy is dead. It caused death in your homes. Their fun frill games and their fun frill events. It brings death and separation. It does not produce the kind of living power that Yah says, come forth where a man obeys him. It doesn't produce that. So America is a cauldron of darkness and death. You cannot live the American's lifestyle and think you're going into the kingdom. We must live the way that Yah commands under His Mishra, under the form of His government. You will have more than your heart could ever desire. For above all things, you desire to see the face of Yahshua. And your everyday is inquiring of the coming of Yahshua HaMashiach. That is your delight. It is not in anything. Yes, there's a place in the Apocrypha, I believe it's in Baruch. He says that everything in life consists of wood, cloth, metal, and tin. But the life of Yahweh is greater than what those things consist of. That's all what we call life is. But the life of the Hayah of Yah, it is a living flow of His power that constantly permeates the mind of Yisrael. And so in the midst of affliction, there's a great rejoicing that he has subject them to this for His honor. And the power of His tefirat that will shine forth out of Israel. Hallelujah. And He created us, things of dirt. Hallelujah. Yet He has set us forth in the excellence of His power. He formed us in His image. He did not make a dog that way. He did not make a cow that way, but He made man that way. He did not do for a cow what He did for man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet Solomon in all of his honor, he did not array as one lily, but yet he visited Solomon. He visited Solomon. He was mindful of Solomon more than he was mindful of the lily of the field. Hallelujah. That's why he shall come again. Yeshua, the imminent. It is one of destruction and devastation upon a wicked world that has defied the Torah truth imatz of Almighty. This is life. Hallelujah. Moshe speaking unto Israel by the command of Yah, by the vocal perception of Yah. He says in Devarim 30:15, I want to remind us of this. Yah says, see, I have set before you this day life, Hayah. I have set before you life and Tav, and also death, Maveth, and I have also set before you evil. Now we know what man chooses today. He chooses death and evil. You understand, brothers and sisters, I'm not worried about judging the world. My concern is not the mishpatim upon the world. It is upon Israel. He said to Israel, I'll set before you today that which is Tav, that which is Roth. I set before you Maveth, death. And I've also set before you life. I'll set before you the life. He did it from the beginning. There was a tree in the garden. It was the tree of life. It was not that Adam could not eat from that tree. And it is not so today that we cannot eat from that tree. That is not something in the distance, but that is the now tree. And we must eat from it. Hallelujah. You don't eat from it, you will not have life. And I will show you whether you're eating from it, all right? I'm so glad that the scripture is so clear. You can't hide from it. You can run, but you can't hide. You can try to twist it, but Yah will always raise up His Ruach and a man, His servant, that they will speak authoritatively what the scriptures command. Sure they will. Hallelujah. That's why Yahshua had to make sure that everything was in place before He ascended. He had to make sure that the gifts of Yah were in the earth. It's either that Yah has blessed us with those gifts, or He is unfaithful and He is untruth. And we know that He cannot lie. Let David Roberts be a liar, but let Yahweh be truth. And He has placed among Israel just what He intended. He has given Israel pastors after His own leather, and men that will speak by the command of Almighty Yah. He is not saving the world. He is saving Israel. He is saving Israel. He will judge Israel. The world is already condemned. The world loves not. Yahshua did not come to condemn the world. Why? Because it was condemned. Other worlds condemn us. Never bring life. Verse 16, he said that, in that I command you this day, first of all, to Ahavaya, your Abba, to love Him. And you can say what you want to. I want to tell you this. Listen to me carefully. If a man says he loves Yah, he can say, quote, he loves God, unquote. That's all right. But if a man says he loves Yah, he commands them first to love Me. If a man says he loves Yahweh and do not what His commandments, His mitzvah says, scripture says he's a liar. And there is no truth in him. When a man defies the mitzvah of Yah, he is a damn liar. When a woman will prostitute her wickedness, a wicked soul to defy the Torah of Yah, she is a Jezebel. You get quiet, but it's still the truth. He said, first of all, to love Me. And how do we love Him? By keeping His mitzvah. This damn trust that Christendom has taught us, I love God, unquote. Quote, I love God, unquote. Lies from hell. They don't even love their gods. They're unfaithful Jezebels. They're not persistent in the standards of their gods. And so the living power Torah gives us insight into how we know we love Him by keeping His commandments. A person is a flat out liar. They can say what they want to. If it's not according to what scripture says, they are liars. So if a man says he loves him, if a woman says she loves him, if a young woman or young man say they love him and keep not his mitzvah, that's a liar. And there is no emet in them, no truth at all. They are of the seed of hell. They are of Satan. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your son, your daughter, your mama, your daddy. That's what Yah says. They're liars. You go from the presence of a fool like that. No liar shall tarry before Yah. You say you love Yah, you keep his commandments. You obey his mitzvah. You're a damn liar and you're damned. And that is the truth. I speak to Israel. I speak to the bayat of his election, Israel. You are a damn liar. And there is no truth in you. That's what scripture says. First of all, it begins, Ahava. To love him. Hallelujah. We must find out what loving Yah is in order to say we love him. Hallelujah. We've been taught a false perception of what is the Hava is, have we not? Quote, oh, I love the Lord Jesus. Quote, I love God. Quote, I just love God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Unquote. Lies. The scriptures direct. Yokohan says, if a man says he loves Yah and keeps not his commandment, he is a liar. That's the truth. Well, that's my cousin. She is a Jezebel liar. Well, that's my mother. She is a liar. This is my son. He is a liar. This is my daughter. She is a Jezebel. She's a liar. You don't even know how to love. Love is an order. It's a law. And it comes from Yah. For Yah is what? Love. So the law of, or the Torah of love must come from him. I'm going to press on. That's all right. As Elder Martin reminded me today, this is not just for us here. This is for Israel. And you that are not Israel, you are not here anyway. So it makes no difference anyway, whether you hear me or not. Hallelujah. It makes me no different. I'm not offended at all because men or those do not want to associate with me. I get that all the time. Hallelujah. I do, my brother. I get some twisted emails, some twisted letters. Hallelujah. But it makes no difference at all. I had a man call me recently. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, I want to come there. I'm looking for a community to live in. He said, I come with strength, money. I said, your money means nothing here, man. If I was a man after money, then I would have spoken to him in a way that would have comforted him, but at least get some money. I said, it means nothing. I said, this place wasn't built, first of all, on your money, and it wasn't built on money. It was built by the direction of Almighty Yah, so your money means nothing at all. Well, I don't think that you're Messiah-like. I says, that's so, then why did you call me then? Undoubtedly, there must have been some pressing for him to call me. I will not compromise with this wicked generation. It began, brothers and sisters, you will never experience life unless you understand the power of his Ahava. He said, first of all, I command you this day. Not that he asked us, he commanded us. He commanded us. He commanded us. Not that he said, will you love me? No, he commands us. He said, you must love me. There's no question about that. When a man loves Yah, he doesn't compromise his Torah. He says, I command you this day to love Yah, your Abba, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his mitzvah, and his statutes, and his mishpatim, that you may what? That you may hayah. That's the only way you're going to live, brothers and sisters. Yeshua came to strengthen the power of life in us, the hayah of Yah. You must keep his mitzvah. This is a dead generation. Men, yet they're living at the flesh, but they're dead. There's no life in them. Their laughter is full of death. When they speak, it's death. When they laugh, death is there. That's the generation that we live in. Now, this is Yah's instruction, how Israel shall live. It is not to the world. You must have judgment in order to live. You must have the mishpatim of Yah in order to live. You must walk in the restraints and the statutes of Yah. That is what government is. You must have the Mishra, the government of Yah, in order to live. You live outside the bounds of any government, then death ensues you. Can I show us a perfect example? You go to what they call the gang-infested neighborhoods. And you do something outside of their unwritten code or their law that is written and see what happens. And see if they will not kill you. They will not blast you to hell. You do that. You disregard their mandate and see what will happen. They will kill you quicker than they kill a fly. I listened to this fool one day. He said, I walked up on one of my boys from the Crip game. He said, and he had a little four-year-old baby in his arm. I said, put him down. He said, I'm not going to do it. Well, the fellow figured that because he had the child, he would not shoot him. He said, put the boy down. And this boy is talking like this. He said, put him down. So the boy will not put him down. He said, no, I'm not going to put him down. He says, so I smoked the both of them. He said, because the boy, he's going to grow up to be a blood too. So I smoked them both. And his conscience, you could just sense he had new conscience. That is the power of a conscience. It is a lively thing. The conscience of this nation, it is a seared conscience. There's nothing to come forth for. Why? Because it's rejected the Torah of Yah. It has rejected the Torah. That's why we look hard. Our expressions are hard. Our demeanor. Because the conscience is seared. And so the Torah of Yah cannot penetrate. He commands us to love Him, to keep His statutes, His mitzvah, that you may live, brothers and sisters, and not only that, you may multiply. Not only in the physical sense, but that your fruits. Yeshua said, the enemy come to steal, kill, and to destroy. I come that you may have life, that you may have Hayah, and you may have it more abundantly. Are we experiencing the abundance of life? I know what the wicked say. They think because they got a plasma 42 inch, they think because they're internet connected, that's life. That is hell and death. You have no time to love your wife. You have no time for your husband. You have no time for your children. The world is raising them like hell. That's not life. That's stupidity. Your mind is shaped by the powers of hell. Have no ahava for Yah. And you say that's life. You are a jackass. That's ignorant. That's not life. That's boredom. Is death. There's nothing fulfilling in that. Watch the wicked world serenade in all of their damnable defiance of the Torah of Yah. You call that life? And the feel your belly? Life is more than raiment and eating. Of course, that's what we as a nation has done. We just love to eat because we have no life. We don't want to eat from the tables of Yah. But we love the dens of hell. We love the filthy tables that are pukerish. We love that. But when it comes to the table of Yah, we don't love it. I want this life. And I want to find out how this life began to maturate in me. And began the fullness of it, the abundance of it, may be expressed in me. He said, you will multiply, and Yahweh your Abba shall barak you. He shall bless you. He shall bless you. He shall speak from His lips, and life shall flow in you. Look at what they're doing to people that have worked 28, 30 years in a corporation. When you see these large banking institutions falling the way they are falling, like Bear Stearns and all of them. Do you understand what the city of Monroe does with the retirement of Brother Kevin's money? They put it into money markets. They put it into growth funds. And when the growth funds fail, then he loses everything. And now they're talking about that this retirement generation, it's going to be very bleak for them. For their monies are taken by the super rich, pedophile, spiritual pedophiles of hell that rape your sons and your daughters. You are laying up in a house, but you're not going to reap. There's only one house you're going to lay up in, and you're going to reap, and that is the house of Yah. Bring the whore down, Yah. Bring her monetary system, her mercantile. Bring it down to the ground. It's amazing that even in the midst of all of this turbulent, Yah is still blessing Israel. Oh, He's blessing us here. That's the truth. That is. I don't take that back. I would not want to live like that. We don't want you to live like this. We're going to live like this. We're not going to compel you. You don't have to worry about that. Hallelujah. But out of all of that, He is blessing this house. It amazes me what the Abba is doing.
above all, there's a spiritual enlightenment that has never been. And the light began to shine greater and greater until the expected day of the coming of Yahshua the Lamb. Hallelujah. So I'll take great delight in what he's doing. I will not mutter or complain.
Hallelujah. Because if I do that, then the old man that's sitting back there, then he will chastise me. And that's the first question he always asks me. How are you doing? And if I don't answer right, he says, is everything all right? You sure?
Well, certainly it is.
Well, there's much to be said in the vocal perception that one emits. But it's heard by the hearer. So that's what we must hear what Yah says. As Baruch said, hear, O Israel, the mitzvah of life. We must hear the mitzvah of life. I'm showing you what the mitzvah, the Torah of life is. It begins with a hava for Yah. And you cannot say you are Havaya if you defy his mitzvah, his commandments. And that's why this Jezebel, this Isabel spirit has taught the masses of the people to defy this. Well, I don't see the validity or the importance of that. Well, Yahweh said it, that's important enough. Well, I don't believe that. Let me ask you, my friends. Brother James, when you go to a job, will you expect to get paid for the job if the person says to you, I want this tree cut down, and if you cut down that tree, will you have to pay for that tree? Certainly you will. They mean what they say. Hallelujah. And they do inspect your work. And they will say, well, that's there, and you didn't get that. What about this? And that is what the mishpatim of the judgment of Yah is to inspect his house. Hallelujah. So if man holds you to the ground, you think that Yah is not? We're fools. Oh, foolish Galusia, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Whose eyes evidently Yahshua was impaled? Who hath bewitched us? Hallelujah. Our religious upbringings that were birthed from hell. Our Baptists, our Pentecostal. Hallelujah. You saw the expose of one of the most paganized days in all of what they call, quote, Christendom, unquote, on last Sunday. You did. Hallelujah. And anyone that participated in that is full of hell. They're children of deception. It is wicked. It is the hand. This is the pure defiance and the working of short tongue that he presents unto them, Zeus is Zeus. And they bow down and they feel wonderful about it. Well, I don't see it is wickedness. We're about to see one of the most profound days of memorials to happen. And the world will defy it. And that is the memorial of Omariya. It is called Pishak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet that is pagan birth out of the belly of hell. And it is such a stupid generation. You can search any kind of encyclopedia and they will tell you that the origins and all of the paraphernalia of this celebration, it is all steeped in pagan ritual and pagan dogma. And this stupid, jackass, foolish generation, they still follow it. You, Israel, don't touch it. He tells you not to touch the unclean things of this world. Don't even touch it. Hallelujah. Don't even touch it. Don't even be a part of it. Flee from it. You flee from the presence of a fool when you find out that he is speaking folly. Hallelujah. Or they've changed it to what they call Resurrection Sunday. It is a lie from hell. It is birthed out of the belly of hell. And I speak against it wholeheartedly. And anyone that even touched that is a fool. Everything that the table consists of is against the Torah of our health, isn't it? Ham. Hallelujah. Toda, my young brother. So you have not even the Haya of Yah unless it begins with loving him, keeping his commands, his mitzvah. And your days shall be long, and Yah shall barak you in the land which you shall go possess. Verse 17, he said, but if your love turn away, so that you will not shemak, you will not hear, you will not perceive that I am speaking, but shall be drawn away and worship the gods and serve them. And that's what they're doing today. They're worshiping the Pentecostal gods. They're worshiping the black gods, the white gods, the Jewish gods, the Greek gods. They're not worshiping Yah. They're not Shana. They're not singing this excellent of Tefillah, this praise that flows from the living river. He said, if you do that and you turn away from me, he said, and you serve the gods, Yah said, I declare to you this day. He said, let Hashemayim, the earth, witness. I declare to you this day that you shall surely die. You shall perish. Death, muth. He said, muth. You shall perish. You shall rot away like a carcass. Is not the mind of this generation rotten away? It is a rotten, stench mind. Because if you fill your mind with stench, what do you think is coming out of it? Stench. Come on, brothers and sisters. If you fill your mind with stench, what do you think coming out of it? Stench. And if it's stench, it has no purpose at all. There are times I will go by the barrels that we make the compost tea. And I will get infuriated. Because the smell of it smells worse than rotten, putrefied rottenness. And I will dump it out. Because if it's that putrefying, it cannot be healthy for the plants. Oh, cow's dung, it got a smell. And turkey dung. But the smell, I can tolerate it. But that it is putrefying. And I will dump it and I will become infuriated about it. Why? Because I knew that it has passed the stage of its usefulness. It is of no value. And so we fill our minds with stench. Not loving the Torah of Yah, but loving the seasonal events of man. That I know that there is no purity of a savoring smell of Yahshua that emanates from us. It's a stench. And the enemy has done everything to fill your mind with a stench from the bread to the grave. And takes your children and feed their minds with this polluted form of what we call education. Intelligentsia, they're not intelligent. They're fools. They're fools. Can I ask you a question? How can a fool instruct a wise man? Who is wise but one that hears the instructions of Yah? And if one doesn't hear the instructions of Yah, it's a fool. Oh, you all can reject what I said. It makes no difference. It takes a fool to subjugate their loved ones to something of that nature. I don't care if you all don't like what I say. So what and who is a wise man unless he hear the correction and the reproof of Yah? That is a wise one. And so their minds are shaped from the birth womb to rebel against Yah. And so their appetite is in the pleasure of the things that are sensual and not the things that are spiritual and life. And we have in this generation some of the greatest fools in the world, and we call them parents. Hallelujah. You all can get upset. It makes no difference. You don't have to respond. You can reject what I say. It's to your own demise. Hallelujah. Because a parent that has the Ruach of Yah instructs them as, read the first 8 chapters of Mishlei. It talks about the guarding Aima and the Avat that has the Torah of Yah in him. That it maturates into this virtuous daughter that represents the entirety of the assembly of Yisrael. That she looks well to the house of Yah. She rises early to cry out and make preparation for the buy at the house of Yisrael. So you can reject it. It makes no difference at all. Hallelujah. Even in life, Yah, He shows us, He corrects us and He purges us of the filth that we've allowed to contaminate our mind. If our minds are not governed by the Torah of Yah, then we are subject to every kind of vile, unclean spirit there is, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We are. Even the wicked will not subject their children to certain environments and certain things because they say, well, this is too secular. It does not deal with the things that are most valuable. And they will segregate themselves from the foolish populace if they have established their own schools, their own daycares, their own shopping malls, their own environments for the safety of their little ones. But this generation is ignorant. It doesn't understand the beauty of the leadership. Moshe was a man of Yah. Not only did Yah command Israel to fear Yah, but He commanded them to fear Moshe, that He speaks by authority from my bosom. Scripture commands you to fear the king. This is an ignorant generation. Oh, I'm going to press on. Makes no difference. As the old one would say, I feel all right.
Hallelujah. I feel wonderful today. I really do. I really feel excellence. Do you hear me? I feel excellence. Oh yes, I feel that way. I feel like pressing on. I feel like pressing on. You know, I was listening and someone had that song of Brother Patrick that you played as I sing the song, Shine on Me. Now that's the utmost pity, putting my musical non-talent up there. But they had it on a website. Say, who is this? Hallelujah. Take it all, you that are listening. Yeah, let them take everything. They don't have to give no credit. We just want your name esteemed. You don't have to say it's from Victory Community. We don't care. Take everything. We have no patent on nothing. Take every message. You can change it. You can mutate the voice. It makes no difference. Just let the truth be heard. I don't care. I own nothing. I have no patent on nothing. I'm just a servant of the Most High. And I will do, it's one thing that a servant, a stewardship, he must be found faithful. I will be found faithful in all things that I do. I said to Brother Dale the other day as we were traveling, taking care of some business. I said, Brother Dale, you brother, something happened to me. First of all, you all take care of the people. That's the first priority. You do that, brothers. You look after the house of Israel. And be faithful in that. And Yah will supply. And I'm not a hypocrite. You know, Ella Martin said to me this morning, I know I'm kind of sidetracking. Let me say this. I said to him that Deacon Horn, they brought in this much. I used this for this, this, and that. And that was gone. I said, Brother James brought in this much. I ordered 4 computers for the school, 3 for the adult children, laptops, and 1 for Brother Allen. I said, that what he brought in? He took all that. I said, now we need this, we need that, we need that. It's going to cost us $6,000 to pour that pad nearly and that. He says, it's already spent before you get it. And he said, this is what he said, though. He said, the people just don't understand, do they? They just don't see, do they, preacher? And they don't. You don't see. You all don't understand what this preacher does because of your selfishness and your immaturity. Hallelujah. You don't understand that. Hallelujah. You don't understand how Yah makes it work. And he makes it work. I will, my friend. Toda. Now getting back to the message. He says, now you must hear me. I declare, verse 18, to you this day, that you shall perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land where you go and pass over the Jordan to go in and possess that land. And so Yah says, I call Hashemiah and the heavens and the Olam, the expanse of my creation, to record this day against you that I've set before you high death, blessings and cursing. And he commands us, therefore you choose life. How do you choose it? I read that in verse 6. That's how you choose life, that you are Havayah, you love him. You walk in his statutes. You know you're choosing life. When a man says that he's living and defies the mitzvah of Yah, he's a liar. When a woman says she loves Yah and the urgency and the importance of the will of Yah is not important, what is his will? What is the direction of his ordinance? She's a Jezebel. She's an Isabel. And the man is worse than that. He's weaker than her. Sure was. He says, I said before you these things, and he tells us what to choose. Hallelujah. So you don't have to play a game. He's not playing a game, is he? He's telling you, choose Hayah. Choose the living power of Yahshua. Choose the living flow of Yah. He's telling us what to choose. It's not like the price is right. They got a curtain, they got a box, and they got a little small box. Behind the big curtain is a junk car. Behind the other thing is a 25,000 diamond ring. And you think big is better, and then you choose a curtain and there's a junk car behind it. So he tells us what to choose. That's all right. Hallelujah. Is that not a great Abba? He tells me, he said, choose life. Well, how do I choose it? Well, then you are Ahava me. You love me.
You keep my, you guard my statutes. You guard my mitzvah. That's what you guard. This is a wicked generation that guards everything. They guard their own, the folly, their wickedness, their sins, their rebellious. They will justify their own rebelliousness. Yah tells us what to choose. He says, they choose life. He's not playing around with us. He's giving us directives here. Because he's concerned, he says, choose life that both you and your seeds may live. Without seed, you can never have life. It takes the zira, the seed. It's amazing that I said to us some time ago, because I'm constantly researching and understanding things to benefit us all here, brothers and sisters. I'm not looking out for my selfish juvenile ways. That's not an issue to me. There's nothing that I need. And that is the truth. There's nothing that I want. Nothing. I'd rather have the fellowship of the brothers of Israel, because there's nothing more precious than that. It is like the oil that flowed from the head of Aharon. It flowed down through his beard, even down to the skirt of his garment. That's more precious than that. Nothing like that fellowship. That means more to me than riches or land. Take the land and we have to all fit into a hotel that we will find some way to purchase. And live in a place like that, one room apiece. We'll live like that, brothers and sisters. But I'd rather have the fellowship of the brothers of Israel. We were cutting wood on the first day, Sunday. Of course, Brother Nathan said to me, Pastor Roberts, you did the easy job. I said, son, you don't realize. He didn't realize that this preacher was pulling those large logs and cutting them. Your back bent down. And that chainsaw was rolling. And yet just the sense of the collectiveness of the brothers. One spitting, one using the log splitter. The other brothers throwing the wood on the truck. It gave me great strength to even work harder. That's what it does for me. Made me work harder. Because I enjoy just the ambience of the brothers in that fellowship. Nobody muttering or complaining. Nobody crying out. But it was a consensus mind. And we did more than I said in the time that I said we would do it. And less time. Hallelujah. There's nothing like that. And that is one thing that the world, that's a superficial fellowship. They will go out and eat their pig bellies. Fried shrimp and fried fish. That ain't fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the body works in conjunction and every mechanism of it function properly. Hallelujah. That is the imat. That is the fellowship. Hallelujah. Of Almighty Yah. Where there's an ever flowing, tremendous refreshing. And just to look on the brothers and sisters, you'll refresh. And that's the fellowship. I want that. I don't want the cars and the land. You all can have that. If you all want to put me off today, just say, leave, preach. I will leave. Hallelujah. I would. And that's the truth. But I know you're not going to do that. Hallelujah. You need me like I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Patrick and I building that building over there. The other day we were doing things, putting those poles in. Of course, when you use the packer, that's hard work. It makes the blood pump. He said to me, preacher, I got it. I said, no, my brother. I would prefer you. I got it. Hallelujah. And I said to him, you finish this. Well, he starts on one job. I said, nah, I'll help him finish this. We'll do it together and get it done. That's what Yah wants. Hallelujah. See, the world doesn't teach that. It must come by the Torah of Almighty Yah. Choose life. That's life. That's the preciousness of life. Hallelujah. Choose life that both you and your seed may live. And seed that produce seed after its kind, that is familiar with the soil. It develops the DNA or the right properties to combat the diseases of the soil. I never knew how important it was to save your own seeds until during the winter time, as it's cold outside, it's late at night, and I began to look at things like that. And I realized that it's more valuable to save the seeds than to buy seeds. And I said I will begin to save the seeds so we won't have to buy the seeds, because it will produce more in the next year and a better fruit if you save the seeds. And that is what the seed of the power of His truth will emanate from us. We began to get this seed in us, the seed that comes out of us. There's a seed of the same life. And that light becomes more refined and more focused and more desirous of Yah. And the life that comes out of that life and that life, it becomes more refined. That's what Yah intended. That we as Yisrael, the life that comes out of Yeshua, will produce the zira, the seed of the power and the value of the life of Yah, the importance of His Torah. We will take delight in it. We rejoice in it. It is Ha'imat. It is the truth. We have been hoodwinked. We have been raped. Our minds have been raped. Our spiritual integrity has been raped by charlatanism and men that hate Yah. And they love the powers of Minai and God. Hallelujah. Choose life, brothers and sisters, and live that your seed may live also. That you may what? Love Ahavaya, your Abba, and that you may obey His voice, and that you may cleave to Him. Do you understand that? When you cleave to one, watch a child when they cleave unto their parents or the parent. They will grab the leg and hold fast. That's what Yah wants us to hold on to Him. Hold to Yah's hands. His hands are unchangeable. He said that you may cleave to me. He wants us to cleave to Him. He wants us to grab hold to Him and cleave, brothers and sisters. That's what He wants. He said, cleave to me, for I am, for He is your life. And the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yah swore to your avat, Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, to give to them, that you may dwell in the safety of the promises of Almighty Yahweh, because He literally cares for Israel. He is our life. How is that? Is not Yahshua the living word of Yah? Is He not the word made flesh? Is He not the integrity of life in us? He is our life. Yah is our life. It is the word of Yah that is our lives, brothers and sisters. That's why we cannot reject His Mizrah. The commands of Yah, we cannot reject that. And this thing we call Christendom, it was raised up by a deceitful, devilish, wicked mind. It is a religion of death and destruction. It destroys the Torah. It has destroyed the name of the Abba. One says, we speak English, we don't speak Arabic. Well, when they say Osama bin Laden, that's Arabic. When they say Mr. Maliki, that's Arabic. When they say Matada al-Sadha, that's Arabic. You don't call him Mr. Mutu Head, you call him Matada al-Sadha. That's what we call him, or the media call him. They call him by his name. When they call His army, they don't call it the mighty, they call it the Midi army. That's what it is. It is all Arabic. Hallelujah. His name is not an English Latin name. His name is a Hebrew name. When Shaul was traveling down the road of Damascus to persecute the congregation, there was the voice of Yahshua, and He spoke to him not in a Greek tongue, not in a Latin tongue, but He spoke to him in a Hebrew tongue. Hallelujah. You don't speak Latin either. But the name Jesus is a Latin transition of Jesus. Isis. And the English vernacular, it is a composition of all kinds of languages. I read to us the other day the words that come from the Sanskrit, the word church. We should never identify ourselves as that. We are the body of HaMashiach. We are Yisrael. That's the spirit of whoredom. Don't tell me words don't have value or they don't have purpose. Words that they are meant to destroy or to produce life. Why do you think the rappers are getting rich? Why do you think that they're killing each other in the streets? Because that's what they promote, do they not?
And do not the thugs listen to that? You all can reject it. It is still the truth. Or is it the same word around with those that are promiscuous and committing whoredom? Do not the songs promote that? Hallelujah. All kinds of filth and vile actions. Do not it promote that? And when you open your ruah to that, will it not take power over you? It certainly will. So when we open our ruach to Yah, does not the word of Yah take power? Does it not guide us? That is the truth, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Give your mind over unto that. It is a demented mind. It's not the mind of HaMashiach. It is not. That's why Yah had to do many things among Israel. He had to bring death. He had to bring death in a vicious way. Why? To make sure that they were not just Yahreh, but this fear of Yah that were burned deep in the inward parts. And because we have lost the fear of Yah, we have no life in us. Look what Scripture says in Mishlei, in Proverbs chapter 19. In order for you to understand how to tend to life, you got to fear Yah. In order for us to understand what life is, we got to understand what Yah spoke to Israel here in Devarim, right? And this is what the man that had everything that one could ever ask for. These are the words that utter from the inward parts of his loins in Mishlei, Proverbs 19:23. It says the fear, the yirah, the fear, the terror, the respect, the reverence, and the awesome power of Yah. The yirah, the fear of Yahweh tends to life. You don't have that, you can't tend to life. What do you mean? You must cultivate the Torah of Yah. You must cultivate His mitzvah. You must cultivate His Torah. You must. Can I show us an example? We must tend to the gardens, must we not? Brother Al and I, we walked yesterday, we were talking. He said we need to fertilize. Certainly we do. I said we need to reign above all things, Brother Simmons. But we must tend to it. So if we don't tend to it, we will not have life in the plants. So we must tend to it. And all for you to have the life of Yah, you must tend to the mitzvah. They must bring you to the attention of Yah. This is what your attention is drawn unto. You must be, give attention unto the statutes, the ordinance, the Torah of Yah. It is the yirah of Yah that tends to life. When you understand His awesome power, when you understand the great reverence that we should show upon Him, they will cause us to tend to the things of Yah. If you don't fear Yah, you won't tend to what He commands. You will not tend to the mitzvah. You will say to hell with this. Come on, people say it every day. They will put off His Shabbat for their own wicked indulgence. And they say they love Yah. They are liars. They're liars. What a man, when one sin willfully, after he has received or understanding of the knowledge, you can shut your ears, it makes no difference. When a man understands knowledge and that man sins willfully, he says, well, this is what I'm going to do. Then there remains no offering for that fool's sins. That is the truth. You all have to buy it. I buy it. I buy the truth and I don't sell it. There remains no offering for his sin. When a man looks Yah in the face and says, to hell with what you say, Yah, that's a wicked man. That man is corrupt. I will not trust him with nothing. Hallelujah. I'm glad you all can see my life. I don't care what some of you juvenile ones say. You're juvenile and you're petty. Hallelujah. I like men. I like being around men. I don't want to be around women. I like being around men. I got a man's thing. And I like old men too. I really like old men. I got a thing for old men. Hallelujah. Yeah, I got a real hang up for old men. Hallelujah. Well, what are you? Well, I'm a man. That's what I am. A M-A-N. Man. Breath. The life of Yahshua in me. I got a thing for old men. I like old men. I like them. Hallelujah. So without the Yireh of Yah, without this understanding of His awesome power, you will not tend to life. What is life? Loving Yah. Obeying His mitzvah. His statutes. His command. That's life. You will not tend to those things. What a man has not that, he will not tend to those things. What a man has the fear, he will tend. What man was more profound in his wisdom than Solomon? What man had wealth because, Yah said, because you have not asked for things, I will give you great wealth and riches. Because you have not asked for that, you ask for one thing, teach me.
Show me, Yahweh, how to present the viability and the living power of your Torah unto Israel. And how to stand before them. I'd rather have that than riches. Hallelujah. And so it is the Yareh of, it is the Yira of Yah, the tense of life. And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. So when a man has the fear, he abides satisfied. Is this generation satisfied? It's not satisfied with nothing. If you all had $100,000 in your pocket, you would not be satisfied. You know why? You're going to spend every nickel. You're going to spend every dime. And when that's gone, then the thrill is gone. But when a man has the Yirah of Yah, the Yirah, this awesome understanding of his power, he abides satisfied. That's what life does. Isn't that what life is? Satisfied? It makes one complete. It makes one delightful. Come on, brothers and sisters. The reason that we are not that way are read to us because of our own foolishness. We want to blame someone else, but it's your own folly, your own hatred, and your own coldness, and your own wickedness. It's not someone else. It's you. And Yah said, he shall not be visited by evil. Is this true or is it a lie? Can we bank on this? I believe this, brothers and sisters. I'm that ignorant that I believe on this. If a man has the Yirah of Yah, he tends to life, and he shall abide satisfied, and he shall not be visited by evil at all. Evil shall not overtake the man. Evil shall not overcome him. It's an evil thing to know what is right to do, what is according to Torah, and you don't do it. That's sin. For sin is a defiant. It is a transgression of the Torah of Yah. When a man comes to the knowledge of that, when a man realizes that it's right to perform this way before Yah, and then his love is turned away from that, there's a corruption that is so vile that even he doesn't understand the depths of the wickedness. Look, man, look, woman, I don't care how religious you look. I don't care how you feel about yourself. That means nothing. Your feelings are phony and false anyway. Hallelujah. We need the Ahava, the pure power of the kindness and tenderness of Yah. That's what we need. And you can never love him with that kindness unless he is in you. Well, how do I know he's in me? Because his word, Yahshua, and the testimony of his word is true. I believe the word of Yah. I believe what it says. And he did not write all those 66 books for us to omit some. And these are just the ones we have. And we can't maintain our lives within the framework of that, can we? Come on, we cannot. Hallelujah. I'm going to feed you today. We're going to start a new growth of seed. All right? And so you can begin to harvest and eat from this. I will show us something in the book. As I said, this message I'm going to finish. I will. You can harvest from these seeds and you can put them back and sow them in time of seed sowing, planting. And that they may bring about a revival in you. So we must have the Yirah of Yah. We must have this fear of Almighty Yah. It also says in Mishlei 22:4. It says, by humility and by the Yirah, the riches, or the fear of Yah, are riches. Does it say that? By humility. And there's very little humbleness today. He says, by humility and by the fear, by the Yirah, the fear of Yah, are riches. There is kabod, honor, and what? Life. Life. You can never experience the life of Yah unless you humble yourself, submit yourself unto the authority of the Abba of Israel. Why is it that we submit to our flesh? We submit to the lawlessness of our flesh, to the hatred, to the wickedness, for the selfishness. We submit, Toda, my friend. Hallelujah. We do that. But it's by humility and the fear of Yah. By humility and the fear of Yah. These are the components that what this produces. When you humble yourself and fear Him, it produces riches. So America's rich. Do we constitute this what we call riches?
But what y'all call riches? This is a poor, deprived nation. And the people are poor and deprived. They don't have a pot to urinate in or a window to throw it out of. That proverb becomes more and more valuable each day to me as I understand it. He said, by the humility and the fear of Yah, it will produce riches. That's what the word of Yah says. It will produce riches and honor. You understand what that kabod is? It is the honor that is due to Yah. And yet because this life, it is the life of Yah in us. Is this word a living source in us? Is that not Yahweh? Sure it is. That's what's in us. Not what the Fred Price says, Kenny Copeland, these deceivers out of the gutter of hell lie to the people. That's not life. Because you can ride a $300,000 Bentley. Man, I can get to see us in that old truck out there. Come on, brothers and sisters. I can get where I need to go in any vehicle around here. You can too. What do you do in a house but sleep in it? And eat. And defecate. That's all you do in it. And you spend most of the time in one room. The bedroom. Hallelujah. Sleeping. Hallelujah. He said, it's honor and life. It is higher. It is height. Higher. That is what is in the fear of Yah. It is. We will have the riches of Yah, the honor and life. We just don't fear Him. How do you know that? Brothers and sisters, listen closely. If you know that Yah commanded you to do a thing and you don't do it, it's no fear. You will fear your job of losing it if your supervisor thinks that you have told him a lie concerning an issue. You fear even calling in sick when you are sick because you're afraid of losing your job. But when it comes to Yah, you don't even fear Him to defy His mitzvah, to say, I can do this. That's a wickedness. It is sadistic evil. It is beyond rah. It's an evil that is so asinine that it destroys any conscience of feel toward Yah. And yet you fear man. You fear man on your job, supervisor coming. Don't sit here like hypocrites on me. You snap to the attention. You're a liar if you say you don't. Folks, I don't fear no man. You're a flat out liar, woman. You Jezebel. You lying devil of a man. Telling that damnable lie. It's going to damn you. Yes, sir. I want to see you, Mr. Martin. Something is wrong here.